As we come upon the end of the liturgical year, we always have these readings about the end times. Eschatological readings, we call them. Eschatology is the Greek word for the study of the last things. And as we approach the end of the year, we look at those kind of readings, and also at the beginning of the new year, the first Sunday of Advent, we also have those same kind of end times readings. There's something about the Christian life that, while it remembers the past and is grounded in that history, it also is always envisioning the future. One of the insights of Judeo-Christianity, the Hebrew Bible and the Christian Bible together, is that there's this sense of history, a linear kind of pattern where we come from something and we're headed towards something, and that there is a final goal, a final end to things. And that end, that goal, is the very justice of God. And so while we always have the option of looking toward the end with foreboding, you know, if we feel like we're unjust and we're still so locked in our sin that we're really not prepared, then we're going to be somewhat fearful of that end. But you notice these readings today, it's all so positive. It's written to a persecuted minority of people. In the case of the Old Testament, this is about 500 years BC that Malachi is writing. And he's writing to people who are under the persecution of the Babylonians, and you know, their history has been that they're a vassal state bounced around between more powerful empires, and injustice is just part of their lives. And so the promise that Malachi gives them is that God is going to come and rule the world with justice, and that was our responsorial psalm. God will come to rule the world with justice and truth. And so there'll be a vindication of those who are being persecuted now, and the evildoers will get punished. Justice will happen. But it doesn't happen immediately, and so we're still kind of locked into this unjust world. And so when Jesus in the gospel predicts that all these things are going to come to an end, he's very careful to warn them. But it's not going to happen immediately. People are going to come and say, the time is now, and I am he, and those kinds of things, and don't follow them. Don't pay any attention to that. Wars and insurrections are going to happen, but that doesn't mean that the end is immediate. In other words, you're going to have to continue suffering persecution. But by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Now, there's a kind of a play on words here. Jesus never promised that we wouldn't die. What he promised was resurrection from the dead. God the Father did not rescue his own son from the crucifixion. He had to die. But God vindicated him by raising him from death. And so Jesus promises us that we're going to have to go through the same things that he went through. We're going to have to be called before judges and before kings and before governors. And Jesus is called to judgment before Herod, King Herod, and before the governor, Pilate. And he gets crucified and he dies. But then the vindication, the justice of God, comes from his resurrection. So Jesus is trying to offer some kind of meaning to our suffering. God doesn't come to fix our problems. He comes to accompany us in our problems. The Greek word sympathy comes from sim, with, and pathos, to have pathos with. Or compassion comes from a Latin word, with passion, to have passion with. This is the key to salvation. The security of our lives comes not from our knowing exactly what's going to come. And there's something human about that. We would like to know the exact day and the hour. Jesus is always telling us, You never know when the thief is going to come. You never know when the bridegroom is going to arrive. That very seeming insecurity can provide us with a security that is beyond the normal human way of looking at things. Trust and hope. Hope in the final justice that's going to come eventually. And if we persevere, we will secure our lives. In the early centuries of the church, Christian churches were always oriented. That is, they faced east when people were praying. And the idea is that when Christ comes again, he's going to come up over the eastern dawn, just like the S-U-N, the S-O-N will rise, and that will be the final end of all things, and the justice of God will arrive in its fullness. And we still do that, because liturgical east is the altar, and we always pray facing the altar. In the early days, they had this wonderful Greek word, maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, longing for the second coming, wanting that justice that only God can bring, in somewhat agony because it hasn't come yet, that longing that wants it to be now. And so we're always praying Maranatha. We're always praying, come, Lord Jesus, bring the justice of God into this world. Transform this evil, sinful world into the justice of God.